الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة، وأولئك هم المهتدون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We all should make dua, and that is actually dua. But this morning I thought that we all say, but then this particular dua, I said, but I never have made myself this dua. We say, make dua, that everything, but then I realized that I myself, I haven't even made this dua. And that is, this particular dua, all other duas also, we should actually make them. That those people who are spying on the Muslims, that they are making namaz or whatever else, that Allah Ta'ala save them from that. It is a very, very dangerous act. And today, what a sad day, because of our gunas, my gunas, that today the greatest thing, the most noble thing, that is to perform salah, we have to carry on like criminals, like thieves, to go and make namaz. But for namaz today, we have to do that. What a time has come on us. And it is our gunas. It is none other but our sins. Allah Ta'ala sent this condition. Because of our sins, Allah sent this condition upon us. But every Muslim won't want this. But because perhaps the fear, amongst other reasons, that has come in their heart, that the masjid is a place of the virus, is a super spreader of the virus, is the epicenter of the virus. So they are worried now that if this disease doesn't spread from here. So Allah give us the tawfiq, we put it in the minds of the people. The masjid is not the super spreader of the virus. It is not the epicenter of the virus. Masjid is the epicenter of Allah's rahmat. The masjid is the super spreader of Allah's rahmat throughout the world, from Baytul Masjid al-Haram, man dakhalahu kana amina, aman for that person. And the same effect goes to all the masajid of the world. And every masjid, Allah says, you are my host when you come to the masjid. The masjid, Allah says, the most beloved places on the earth are the masajid. So these are the places of Allah's rahmat. Allah is hosting, and every person, according to his capacity, according to his nobility, whenever he gets a guest, he would try and treat him the best. Allah's nobility, Allah's capacity, and the guest of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will want to treat them the most honorable way, the most best. So the masajid are the epicenters of the rahmat of Allah, and they are the super spreaders of the rahmat of Allah. And those who frequent the masajid, they who come regularly, where it comes in the hadith, you can give every shahadat, you can bear testimony, you can give evidence on their behalf that they have got iman. and they are coming and going, they are spreading the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They are coming 35 times a week. It is not that they are coming and they are spreading the virus. No, they are spreading the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is the case. But because unfortunately this has been put in our minds that the masajid are the epicenter of the virus. The masajid are the super spreaders of the virus. And Allah's system, Allah is, and many times we explained this, that Allah's qudrat is above everything. Allah's absolute command when it comes to pass, then Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullahi, Allah give Maulana Yusuf Jazaa Khair, he sent the whole kitab to me, that how Allah Ta'ala protects a person when we make our du'as, we practice on deen, through various ways, the malaika, the animals, people, various ways Allah protects. But finally when Allah's decree is meant, then all the malaika also move away. And then it takes place, it comes. So this, it can happen in the masjid also. Yeah, and it has happened. Masajid, various things have happened in the masajid. So it can. It happened. But when a person who comes to you, he has made guna, and now he comes to his sheikh, he comes to an alim, and he says, I've committed this guna, my life was like this and like that. That is not the time to tell him that Allah is muntaqim, Allah takes, Allah will punish you. Allah is going to take his revenge on you. That is the time to open the doors of Allah's rahmat on him. Not to speak one bit that Allah is going to punish you, you are right off, not at all. That is the time just to speak of the rahmat, that Allah loves one person who spends his youth in the ibadat of Allah. Then it came in his heart that let me also enjoy life. I'm just all the time ibadat, let me enjoy my life. He went and enjoy whatever. Then again it came, no, Allah is the real, I must turn to Allah. Allah put it in his heart that when you turn to me, I was there for you. You turned away, you came back, I'm still there for you. Whenever you come back to me, I'm there for you. Allah is there for everyone. The last moment of our lives, a person makes tawbah. So this is not a time that we speak of the things that could, the negative things that could happen. They can happen. And they have happened. They do happen, but this is not the time. This is the time to connect people to Allah. This is the time to connect people to the masajid. Come to the masajid. Come here. And also Allah's system, Allah forgive us and save us. That in those countries, for example, by way of example, there is the system and the way of Allah's working. Those countries where people used to shave their beards, Muslim countries, Allah made it the law of the government that you're not allowed to keep a beard. Especially those in civil service, now you are not allowed. It wasn't that is a punishment from Allah Ta'ala. Allah made it like that. When we want to go in that negative way, Allah puts a law like that, and now you are compelled. Now we blame the government. Governments are bad, but it's our own actions. A'malukum ummalukum. Your actions are your rulers. How kama tadinu tudanu, how you do, so you will get. What it is our action. So this also, this is the time that we call people to the masajid. In no way must we discourage people. No way put any fear in them. The deen is our solution. And Allah makes it that we look everything with the positive eye. And that is that we look at it from the position from the side of deen. Anything, if we look at it from a dunya's point of view, you will come to a different conclusion. You look at it from a deeni point of view, you will come to a complete different conclusion. And we as Muslims, and especially the scholars of Islam, we are the custodians of the deen. We have to see to deen. We don't have to see to dunya's side. We have to see from the deeni side. What does Allah say? We can look at the masajid from a negative point of view. That here so many people gather, they're not taking, they're not observing the protocols, as you can spread the disease and you can get worried. But the same, now look at it from Allah. They've come in the mercy of Allah. They've come to the house of Allah. Allah is hosting them. And they are here for the pleasure of Allah. And they have come Allah reward Maulana for the beautiful, the purpose and object of what we have come for. That we go for what du'as we want from our Shaykh. Not to solve our marriage problems, that's part of it. Our business problems, our health problems. But the main, what's the purpose of coming? So look at it from that point. We have come for that. So how much of Allah's rahmat is not descending on every individual? He has come here and Allah's mercy is so unlimited that if we have come just for some other purpose, we have got another object. But we also just came to the majlis also by the way also. Even those people are not deprived of Allah's rahmat. It comes clearly in the hadith that at the end of all these type of gatherings, dini gatherings, especially in the houses of Allah, anywhere dini gatherings take place, Allah give us ikhlas, Allah give us all sifat-e qabuliyat, Allah save us from all mawani-e qabuliyat, properly Allah save us. So those gatherings at the end, Allah Himself says or orders the malaika to say, "Qumu maghfuran lakum." Get up, all of you are forgiven. The malaika say, "Ya Allah, you have forgiven all of them." But this one person didn't come actually for the majlis. He came just for whatever any other purpose, whatever it could be. Allah says he is also forgiven. And because he is sitting with those people, la yushqa bihim jalisuhum. Whoever just sits with them, mixes one salam with such a person. There are those janazas that we make, that by our du'as we go, by the barakat of janaza namaz, the marhum is forgiven. But there are those people whose janazas we go, by their barakat we are forgiven. So these are such gatherings that Allah Ta'ala forgives us. So Allah, we make dua that Allah Ta'ala take out this notion from the Muslims. And we should not be propagating that the masjid even came at this time. It must be we must emphasize, we must stress that the masajid are the places of the masjid is the symbol of deen. This is the place where deen will come. Deen is our solution. Not dunya's all intizam and things. Those are asbab, and asbab are very weak compared to Rabbul Asbab. Asbab are there. Allah made it sunnah that you choose asbab. But Allah who is Rabbul Asbab, everything is Him, is in His control. So we should make dua also and encourage people. And this notion must go out of us that by following deen we are going to suffer. That by following the commands of Allah Ta'ala, going to the masajid, we are going to get the disease, we are going to spread the disease. This must go out of us. And Allah's system works. As I explained, those people who don't keep beards, Allah made the command. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Jazawumullah Khair, Allah make us inclined to our buzurgs, not to some professors and some scientists. What our akabir and our aslaf told us, what Quran and Hadith has told us, clear cut it is. Now to go and make ta'wilat and take out all this shosha and that shosha. No, what clearly every child knows also. Every anpar, a person who doesn't know deen, he also knows the essence of deen. What deen is. So that is what we must accept. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has warned severely, his writing with regard to the ustads who are teaching in a madrasa. If a ustad makes an excuse, "I'm sick, so I want sick leave," they will grant it to him, but he's not actually sick. He's pretending he's sick. As the Shaykh says, Allah will make him sick. Because of that, Allah will make him sick. So like that also, the masajid, they are not the places of all these funny things. But when we carry on like that, Allah protect us all. It must not happen like that. So we must see, and especially those who are the ulama, the custodians of deen, and especially at these times, we have to present deen in a complete positive way. This is the solution. No fear must come in any person. This is the place of Allah's rahmat, Allah's barakat. So Allah give us tawfiq. And Allah give those people tawfiq who are going to report, who are going to whatever reason they might have. But Allah save them, protect them. Allah Ta'ala make it that Allah Ta'ala make up miftahul lil khair. That we become the keys of all goodness, the keys of the opening of the masajid, the keys of the amal of deen, the amal of the masajid. Allah make us those, and not mighlaqul khayr, or not miftahul shar, that we are not the ones who close Allah's rahmat. closing the doors of the masajid, we are closing the doors of Allah's rahmat. This is the place to open the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, not to close the doors of the rahmat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And remember, Allah is fa'alul lima yureed. Whatever Allah wishes to, Allah Ta'ala does. Allah is not bound to any law whatsoever. Allah is above everything. Allah is not Qadi Yawmiddin. Allah is Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is not the judge who is bound by the laws of the country. And in the light of the laws, he has to make his decision. Allah is the sole owner. And he can do as he please. And nobody can question Allah Ta'ala. Everyone else will be questioned. Can be questioned, but Allah is above all questioning. Nobody. And Allah put that. We today want to judge Allah. And we have to accept and submit to Allah. No judging of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq and guide us to righteousness, shower His special mercy upon us, bless us with His protection in every way, and also that never ever the slightest thought come into us. My iman is very strong. And if we have to be tested in the smallest way, we don't stand no chance. We only ask the fazal of Allah, Allah's protection all the time. That we are more holier than other people, this holier than thou attitude, Allah save us from the thought also. Thought comes on its own, we won't be taken to task. But Allah reward our mashayikh. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written, the higher level is that you have worked to that level that the thought also doesn't come to you. Thought of guna comes to a person, you won't be taken to task for that thought. In fact, you don't act on it, you will get sawab. But how that position we have to work to, that the thought of guna also doesn't come. If it does come, we protect ourselves. But we try and work such a way that even the thought of guna doesn't come. Hasad, jealousy, it comes in a person. You are jealous about somebody, but you are not taken for task, just the thought came to you, some bad thought, somebody, he must suffer like this, he must suffer like that. Just the thought, you won't be no guna on that. But the higher is that the thought also doesn't come. That jealousy doesn't even, not one bit, ashariya, one fraction of a fraction also, it doesn't come in a person's heart. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So anyway, at the moment, we know the pandemic is here, so many people are getting sick, so many people are passing away. So at this time, two great ibadahs must come more to the fore, to make bimar pursi, to visit the sick people. And whichever way is possible to visit them, whatever little, if we cannot go personally, but in whichever way to try and console. And this talk also is to console all those who are ill. And made the bimar pursi, and another great ibadat, ta'ziyat, when somebody has passed away, to go and visit, to go and console the people. And Islam has shown so great rewards to go and visit a sick person. When a person goes, 70,000 malaika make dua for the person who is going to visit the sick. So what great rewards they are. And they make dua, if you go in the day till sunset, if you go at night till sunrise. So how much, and these are like natural things in a person. My brother is ill, my uncle is ill, my nephew is ill. To go and visit there is a social thing. But Allah made it and our deen, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Allah make it under that we understand deen, what a great ni'mat deen is. Very, very great ni'mat. That deen has made this, what a great ibadah. 70,000 malaika. It comes in the hadith sharif that on the day of Qiyamah Allah Ta'ala will say, I was ill and you did not come and visit me. Banda will say, oh Allah, Rabbul Alami, you don't get ill. You are above all this. No, nothing happens to you. Allah will say that my servant Banda was ill. Had you gone to visit him, you would have found me there also. So it shows what great virtue there is. So with regard to that also, we should try and visit the sick people, ill people, whatever there may be, some regulations, some obstructions, then in whichever way possible it is, but make contact with them, speak to them, encourage them. And really at this time there are so many people, one phone call, just a phone call, has meant so much to so many people. And this giving hope to that person is half of his cure and half of his remedy. When doctors also speak all funny things, you only got so long to live. And you are now in a, at that time, our dean teaches us, give that person hope. All the time give him hope. So we should try and encourage people. And in that also, in a nice, very suitable way, encourage them in that to prepare for death. Because more sickness usually, and mort also comes. So not that we just cut out mort also, and not highlight mort, then now you're going to die, now this is going to happen, now prepare for, but in a nice way that we are on our journey, let us prepare. And in that preparation, for us also a lesson, for everyone, there are many, many things, correct our lives. Our lives are not, we are, Allahu Akbar, what a time we have come in also. That today people want the ulama also, when they want such a ustad, such a alim, such a imam, that who speaks on current affairs. And when they will interview a person for a job also, that who is the president of a certain country, who is the captain of a certain soccer team. And they will say that we are asking you this because we want an imam who is aware and who speaks on current affairs. And in the qabr, which current affair question is going to be asked? And we don't want, they say clearly, we don't want people who speak about old things, about backward things. Qabr, the first question is not going to be, na'uzubillah, na'uzubillah. For this we have to make dua and make effort also. Where and where are we reaching? Also in that, there's Bosnia, etc., and many other places also. When Muslims, there's also a great, great calamity of our time. We mix so much with non-Muslims that our boys and girls are marrying them also. We live with them and we got more feeling for them than our own family people also. Then when the trouble came, when the riots broke out, when all the azab of Allah came, those people who you hate so much of trust, and they say clearly, those people, we were of the elite, we mixed only with the wealthy and all with non-Muslims. Like brothers we were with our neighbors, non-Muslim neighbors, etc. But when it came, they were the ones who raped our little daughters. And when they wanted an abortion, they made sure no abortion. That little bitch, a young girl, must carry our baby. So this is when we go, and today at schools, universities, colleges, we know workplaces, we know what is happening. We can act ostrich as much as we want to and hide our heads in the ground as nothing is happening. But we know exactly what is happening. And this is the causes of Allah Ta'ala's azab. The present indecency, immorality that is carrying on. And not only of the non-Muslims, of our own Muslim people. What immorality is carrying on. And places which are regarded as righteous and pious people. What kind of parties, birthday, in the name of birthday parties. The theme of it is the Halloween. Where the good women who are normally in parda come dressed like witches on that occasion. In which direction are we going? So anyway, so when we visit the sick people, we should try and encourage them also. And for ourselves also, that get our matters in order. Make our relationship with Allah Ta'ala, correct our relationship with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And everyone, whichever level he is in, if I'm not making namaz at all, I'm far away from deen, come to that level. I am making namaz, but not regularly. When I feel like I make, become regular. I'm making namaz, I'm making regular also, but there is no concentration. My namazes are like still haphazard. Correct that also. I'm doing all that, but my eyes are not under control. I'm 5 times namazi, but my eyes are not under control. My eyes are under control, but my tongue is not under control. How I speak, especially with the wife, with my workers, people under me, who I think I'm their boss, and I own them, I can speak to them as I want to. Wow, my tongue is not under control. My tongue is under control. My heart and mind is not under control. I'm still thinking of so many terrible things. I haven't got full trust on Allah. Full trust Allah grant us, that is a very high thing. But at least reasonable trust. Today we don't want to speak the words of the trust on Allah. We just want to speak that we trust on material things. Trust on what scientists tell us, what politicians tell us. But to trust on the word of Allah, that today is not even, we don't want to speak about it also. We don't want to hear about it also. Anyone who speaks like that, he doesn't know current affairs. He's an old-fashioned person. He's a person who belongs to the dark ages. Those dark ages were the dark ages. The pre-Islamic era was the dark ages. But the ages, the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and what Nabi Ali Salat, the most enlightened period was the period of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the period of the Sahaba, there can't be a more enlightened period. And any person who will move in that direction is also enlightening himself. And the reality, the qudrat, the power of Allah, the absoluteness of Allah, Allah is not in need of the whole world. No Nabi, no Farishta, no angel. Allah Ta'ala is as He is, and He does as He is. Allah grant us that at least that words come on our tongue. And that Allah, it's our duty that we create such an environment everywhere. Our social gatherings, other people are taking control of that social gathering. Whether it is a walima, whether it is a Quran khatam function, whether it is a family meeting, but people with the wrong ideas are controlling that. Whereas we must move in, and we must make it that we speak about deen and the right things. In the qabr, we are not going to ask about all these dunya things. We will be asked about that. So we should console the sick people also, and also try and get them prepared for akhirah. Clear our matters. How many of us, our inheritance matters, our matters are so haphazard. Our financial matters, so many things in our house which we don't need. We're leaving it, we're going to die. Leave the burden to somebody else. They must come and clear up. Fortunate is that person who clears all his matters. One good friend of ours passed away. Before he passed, all his kurtas also he gave to his grandson. Sorted out all his matters. One person who had a bucky, and for about 1,000 kilometers he used the bucky. Twice he changed the engine also. There Allah made it such that about a year and a half, his bucky got stolen. How many people, when they passed away, all the matters are clear. And very important for us also, at least once a year, when we working out our zakat, hopefully Allah give us tawfiq, we work out our zakat also. It's not just what we think we want to do. I'll give so much zakat. So this year, no, zakat has to be worked out properly. After that, you want to give more, marhaba. You can give more also, no problem. But at least we must work it. So at that time, make two columns. One is all my zakatable assets which I have got, and all my inheritance assets which I've got. Everything which is in my inheritance, I own a car, I own a house, there is no zakat on that also, on the basic things, there is no, but inheritance, those things are going to be. So write it down there, so that when we pass away, whoever we have appointed executors, and this also is a very, very great responsibility, to be a trustee, to be an executor in an estate, is a great responsibility. Allah forgive us. We didn't know. We saw somebody making us an executor. Well, all right, he trusted us, he made us. But it's a great responsibility that goes with it. And to fulfill those responsibilities, so Allah give us that understanding. So then we can see clearly that when he has passed away, this is exactly his whole, clear everything is written. All his matters. But we, unfortunately, here again, influenced so much by dunya's people, we think the will is that how much I'm going to leave for my wife, how much I will leave for my daughter, how I'm going to protect my daughter, her interest, my son's interest. That is not the will at all. And that is not our preparation. Allah give us the trust on Rabbul Alameen. And those people who work and trust on Allah Ta'ala, Allah min haythu la yahtasib, from unimaginable sources, Allah sees to their children and sees to everyone. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is famous. He was in his last stages of his life. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Khalifa of the time, came to him and said, I want to fix your pension for you from the state. So he said, Amr, you can see what my condition is. I will be going anytime. So he said, that is why I want to fix it. You have got 9 daughters. And automatically this pension will go over to them. So that is why I want to fix it. He says, for that I have taught them Surah Waqia. And they read it every night, so there is no fear. Allah will provide for them. And then when Allah provides, how many people, mother passed away young, father passed away when they were still small, mother and father together passed away, one motor car accident, both passed away same time. Small children, the world is wondering what's going to happen to these children. But today when we see, they are grown up and they are on their foot, on their feet, they are strong. Materially, spiritually, they are strong. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. So we should encourage the people in this way to prepare, and we ourselves also prepare. And when a person, where somebody has passed away, to go and make ta'ziyat is also a very, very great ibadat. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the best condolence that was passed on to me was from a Bedouin. He came and he said, Abdullah, your father has passed away. He said, yes. He said, he's gone to Allah Ta'ala. He said, yes, you are sad, etc. You can't do anything. He says, who can look after him better, you or Allah Ta'ala? Allah can look after him better. And how Allah looks, Allahu Akbar. Buzurg says, on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah gives me the choice that I can make my own hisab kitab, or Allah says, I will do it, or you do it yourself. We all will think, I'll do it better. He says, I will leave it to Allah. Allah will see to my interest more better than what I can see to my interest. So when a person passes away, he's gone to Allah. And Allah, just see, for a Muslim, we are Muslim people. We are not really taken in the hearse. That is now, unfortunately, our conveniences, etc., we see too. But really, Allah has made for a Muslim, not a Rolls Royce, not a Cadillac, but the shoulders of the Mu'mineen, they must carry him. Allah's mehman is coming. And he's dressed in the most beautiful clothing, the kafan, white, pure, which is a sign of purity. Not a suit and tie, not anything else, no hat or anything, but he's dressed in that way. No topi, which shows that his total humility. He's down to earth when he's going to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah's mercy has come down on that person. And especially at the moment, what we are hearing, where people, how wonderful their mort is coming, what beautiful dreams they having of themselves before they passing away. After they passed away, what beautiful dreams people are. This is the time it appears that Allah's doors of mercy are wide open, which Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told Mufti Nazir Minti. It was his last meeting with Hafiz Sahib. Hafiz Sahib said that at this time Allah Ta'ala has made things very easy in the qabr. So he asked, Hafiz Sahib asked him, did you understand? He kept quiet. Second time Hafiz Sahib said, you understood? He kept quiet in Urdu. Third time again, he asked him. Then Hafiz Sahib said, at the moment, Allah Ta'ala is just letting people go. Only no compromise in deen. Don't compromise on our deen. And the people are just, Allah is making it so easy. Big gunas Allah is just forgiving. So really, this is the time that we don't have to be afraid to die. This fear, and that is not the sign of a mu'min really. A mu'min looks forward to death. And in fact, at this time we must covet for covet. That we desire it as it comes, and Allah is for, and this dunya's life is so temporary. It is so insignificant. It is not even a dream. It is less. The real life is there. This dunya's life, 60, 70, 80, 100 years. And that life, not 1,000, not 10,000, not 1,000,000, not 1,000,000,000, not 1,000,000,000,000, forever, when that life gets done. And the namas of Jannah, Allahu Akbar, what? For them, what fruit they are. La maqtu'ati wa la mamnu'a. There's no season, it's all the time. and there's no restriction. I got sugar, I can't have mangoes. No, acid in the body. Gout. I can't have leeches. No, la mamnu'a, wa la maqtu'a, wa furushin marfu'a. And then Allah Akbar, inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. The hurul ain. What beautiful figures we have given them. Where the woman of this dunya can ever, dirty, filthy woman of the street, and our eyes get stuck on them. And those pure women of Jannah, that nobody has ever touched them before. What pure they are, how pure they are. And in fact, the first night of Ramadan, they are coming out and they are offering themselves, they are proposing marriage. Is there anyone ready to marry us? When we hear this hadith, in our hearts say, yes, I'm proposing. I'm ready for marriage. But we just hear and we don't even. The whole ain't proposing for us in marriage. And so Allah Ta'ala let us understand what great position. So this person, the bereaved, consoled them also. That Allah is looking after them. And the main zikr must be of the akhirah. That may we make dua when a person has passed away. The first thing, when Hafiz Abdul Rahman Niyatab Rahmatullah Ali passed away, they were still burying Hafiz Sahab. And Hafiz Sahab's one close family member came past me and told me, please make God dua. Allah gives, now question is going to take place. That Allah keeps Hafiz up firm in answering the question. The real exam is not when we go for a driver's test. The real exam not when we go and sit in some other exam. That is the real exam. And those questions are out already. And still if we're going to fail, how sad it will be. When the questions have been made, Allah has published and leaked the papers already. And still we go and fail. A person who got a paper before time, and still he goes and fails the exam, Allah save us. So at that time, that is the real fikr for life. That is how, where, what is going. So we make dua for that person. For those who are left behind, we make dua, Allah give them sabr jameel. And we realize, inna lillah, we belong to Allah. Finish with this reality of this iman. My life is not my life. When Allah wants to take it, how He takes it, our Shaykh, Jazakumullah Khair, Arif Billah. Once when Hazrat was here, and one person was murdered, Allah save us all. And Hazrat went and make ta'ziyat in the morning. Hazrat explained at that time that in whichever condition a mu'min's mort comes, that is the best condition for him. Outwardly, it might seem to us that he was in this difficulty, he's on the ventilator, he can't breathe, he's in this difficulty. Sometimes the crooks and how merciless they are, and how they mutilate the body, etc. But in which way? قُلْ لَيُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا. That Allah is our Mawla, He is our friend, and He only desires good. Outwardly, we don't understand the story of Khidr alayhi salam, the three instances Musa alayhi salam couldn't understand. Where are we going to understand? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah had mercy on Musa. He said, may seven more secrets should have opened to us. Where are we going to understand Allah's work, Allah? It comes clearly in the hadith, the people who are with afiyat, well-being, ease, comfort, and we beg Allah for that. We are so weak, we beg Allah for that. But on the day of Qiyamah, when they will see the people who went through difficulties, what Allah is giving them, they will wish that we were skinned alive. Because what Allah is giving, and that is forever, and that is reality. Dunya, whatever we get, whatever little comfort also, it is all just superficial. It isn't reality. It is the outward dhoka. It isn't reality. But we ask Allah, we are taught also, and one great dua, and Maulana Musa, Allah reward him, one sunnah of Adhan is to make dua between Adhan and Iqamah. And one dua, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to make Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. So we might remember, not remember. So when we finish, make our dua of wasila, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wa, just make this dua. So we have made that dua, it's between adhan and iqama. And what a great dua of afiyat in dunya and akhirah. Everything comes in there. So Allah Ta'ala, so sabr jameel. The third thing is to make isali sawab for the marhum, to make dua and maghfirah. Today we take all these things just as news items. That we hear somebody is sick and nothing, not even in our heart, Allah give him shifa. Even the person will say, make dua, so and so is very ill. Still, really, if we consider, really, we don't make the dua. Just like Bismillah, when we sit to eat, we all take it for granted we read Bismillah. But still, very many of us who are really in deen, but our Bismillah gets left out. Our Alhamdulillah, when eating, it gets left out. After eating, generally, we might even make dua for the host, but our dua to make shukr to Allah, mostly it gets left out. And think about ourselves, when I go and sleep, do I read my duas? When I get up, do I make my duas? All this duas, this ends also very, very important, insha'Allah, masha'Allah, alhamdulillah. These are so valuable words. They work the work of alchemy, which is turning a stone into gold. Not a stone, but gold, which is gold, with sawdust or ashes. It changes it into gold, alive, but it's not on our tongue. It comes in the hadith, this is the ummah on whose tongue, la ilaha illallah, is just natural. It just comes. But I ask myself, if I perhaps make my zikr that time, I might be reading my la ilaha illallah. But a mu'min is supposed to be that, and still, mashallah, those Arabs who are attached to deen, and there are plenty, plenty of them. Anything of surprise, la ilaha illallah. Anything of happiness, la ilaha illallah. Anything of sorrow and sadness, la ilaha illallah. But how much does la ilaha illallah come on our tongue? Allah in His fadl at the time of maut grant us. We all want it. But tamutun kama tahyun. How we live, so our maut will come. So Allah give us tawfiq that la ilaha illallah, practice, work on it. Just like a non-Muslim when he doesn't know kalima, and he finds it difficult to read also, but then mashallah, he learns, and then afterwards, that one alim who passed away, learned alif ba ta ta at the age of 21. And then he became a great alim, and about 6,000 people accepted Islam at his hand. And every, so he, also, la ilaha illallah, practice, work on it, that it comes on our tongue. That it's just naturally on our tongues. Anything, la ilaha illallah. On our tongues all the time, doctor, lawyer, and this business consultant, that attorney, this person, do la ilaha illallah, which is a great, but it's not on our tongue. So Allah Ta'ala give us so to make isali sawab. And read, if we can, don't take it just as a news item. Make dua for the person who is ill, for the person who has passed away. Make isali sawab. 70,000 times, la ilaha illallah, Quran Sharif. Spend money on the pure, for on good causes and pass. That is the greatest form of isali sawab. And then for the people who are behind, sabre jameel also, Allah grant them sabr. And for them also, that we also, this is the path we also going to follow. Let us correct our lives now. Let us bring deen, and that is strike when the rod is hot. That is when people's hearts are soft, when there is a mayor. At that time speak about deen, try and change their life. And many people take a lesson from that. Otherwise, most of us are such, we see a car accident, Allah save us, on the road, for the next kilometer or so, we are careful. And after that, back to our old bad habits of driving, we carry on again. So when these conditions come, at that time try and remind them, we also, it could be us in that place. And we haven't made tawbah of our gunas. We haven't prepared for the life of the qabr. So to encourage that we prepare. And in that to get all our matters of the qabr in order. Our inheritance, we sort it out. We give our zakat, our qadai umri, which is so important. So important. And our women folk, that how many rozas they have to miss in Ramadan. The young women who have their monthly. And then we'll keep it, it's summer now, we'll keep it in winter, we'll keep it, now we are, and years of rozas have accumulated. MashaAllah, there are so many people who don't kept their rozas. They did the qadai umri of their namazes also. They read it, and there's nothing like qadai umri, that you make two rakats qadai umri. And it's sufficient for your whole life's qadai umri. No, every we have to sit and work it out to the best of our ability, that how many years of namazes I've got qaza, and then start performing those namazes. And really, we just have to take the initiative, and Allah's help comes. And Allah makes it easy. And in that way, many people, after they finished the qaza umri, they were regular with tahajjud. They were regular with awabin and ishraq. All the nafil namazes also, they became regular. So all those things also, we try and set. Allah give me and give us all tawfiq. So all these things, so to prepare for that journey which is coming. And also at that time, that we don't do anything which is against Sharia. Lot of bid'at also comes. Lot of things that we are also in our community, which are of wrong things which we do. Of certain functions, gatherings we have. Now we must try and do everything according to the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nothing can replace the sunnah. Nothing can be better than the sunnah. That sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the most fresh, it is the most enlightened, it is forever, for now, for that time, for now, and even no matter how long the world carries on, there is no better way of life and no better thing than the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And don't justify ourselves, so and so Maulana is doing this, so and so Maulana said that. We know what is right, let us do what is the right thing. Because Maulana said that in Jahannam, Allah save us, how many places the Quran explains the people, will, the followers will blame their leaders. Leaders will put their end in between, they will be fighting and quarreling with one another. So don't quarrel with one. We know what is right. Allah put it in our heart. The right thing, the details, prime to the ulama. And those ulama who are speaking about deen, who are speaking about Allah, who are not finding loopholes in Sharia, who are not finding leeways in Sharia, those people who are sticking to Allah, who speak about akhirah, who speak about deen, to those people, not those were people who speak about dunya and the professors and the scientists and what they say, an announcement is going to make to be made tonight and decisions will be made in our deen according to the announcement that's going to be made tonight. Our decisions are made 1400 years ago, and we try and accommodate. We see we are not we try and accommodate, but our basis is our deen and our sharia. Our basis is not all other things, and we, especially the custodians of the sharia, we are not the custodians of the authorities or anyone else. We are the custodians of the sharia. We have to see that we implement sharia. We falter, we are weak, we are very useless, but that should be our desire. And in that direction we try and move. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. May Allah accept us all, inshallah.